This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky's ethanol producers joining others around the country and calling for an extension of the E15 waiver by the Environmental Protection Agency. Mick Henderson with Commonwealth Agri Energy, who also serves on the Renewable Fuels Association Board of Directors, says E15 would result in lower gas prices.
You increase that to E15, you're going to lower the price of gas. Most E15 is priced today 5 cents to 20 cents a gallon cheaper at the same pump. That choice, whether it's called 88 octane or E15 labeling, it's going to be 5 cents to 20 cents a gallon cheaper at the pump.
Henderson says the EPA granted an E15 waiver that's been in place for 2 years now.
May of 2019, there was an executive order to allow E15 year-round. Mm-hmm. That got a lawsuit that was overturned last summer, and so we had 2 years of E15 year-round.
Yes, now is the time to extend the waiver.
We're asking the federal EPA to make an emergency waiver, mm-hmm, to allow E15, and they have the authority to do so, to make an emergency waiver to allow E15 in U.S. gasoline, like it has been the last two summers.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
As the war in Ukraine intensifies, many fear increasing financial effects, especially at the pump. There is an immediate solution. The Nebraska Ethanol Board released a white paper that shows the conversion of 33% of all E10 fuel in the U.S. to E15 could potentially displace 100% of Russian import-generated gasoline. Contact your congressman and ask them to vote in favor of blending E15 gasoline year-round and give consumers the choice at the pump. Learn more. Like Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Commonwealth Agri Energy President Mick Henderson says E15 could replace the oil that's been banned from Russia.
About a third of the U.S. E10 fleet converted to E15, just the Midwestern third. And you're going to displace 100% of what we would be supplying as Russian crude.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.